Striking and locked out grocery workers in Southern California are in their fourth month of a labor dispute centered on health care costs. Yesterday, the union offered to turn over stalled negotiations to a third-party arbitrator. The three supermarket chains rejected the offer. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports from Los Angeles.
Union representatives chose to make their offer at a press conference yesterday, flanked by city political and religious leaders, including LA's mayor and the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Greg Congers, president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 324, says the offer is not an admission of weakness.
We think it's a sign of strength. We're not going away. We've been out here 116 or 117 days, and we're going to stay.
The three supermarkets, Albertsons, Ralph's, and Safeway's Vons, immediately rejected the offer. More than 70,000 grocery workers have been locked out or on strike at more than 800 stores in Southern and Central California. The supermarkets say they must reduce health care costs to compete with non-union discounters. Ralph's spokesman, Terry O'Neill, says the union only made the offer to shift focus away from their inability to negotiate a settlement.
Only the two parties engaged in the dispute will be able to resolve the labor dispute. This won't happen with the third-party arbitrator.
By day's end, though, the supermarkets did say they would go back to the negotiating table. The union quickly faxed out a statement saying they, too, would resume talks. Both sides have not been face-to-face since mid-December. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.